Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every Thursday this college football season, we have been visited by Jaden Robinson, Oregon State team captain and defensive back. This interview is presented by our friends at Jamba, your local Jamba. Life is better blended. Jaden Robinson has been out. It's a concussion. He's getting back into the lineup, and it's going to be great to have him back on this show talking about getting back into the lineup. Jaden Robinson joining us from Corvallis, Oregon, on campus.
How are we doing?
Yeah, look, you're back in the lineup. You're healthy. A couple weeks ago, you said this was the game. Are you tracking to play, to be in uniform on Saturday?
Yes, sir. I can't wait. I'll be out there suited and ready to go.
What has it been like for you? Because, you know, I know for the rest of us, you know, everybody's, you know, kind of watches football on a week-to-week basis, but you're used to being on the field. How hard has it been for you to kind of be on the sideline or have to not make a trip or be with your team?
It's definitely been, you know, irritating watching games, you know, knowing I could be out there helping my team in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, like with the injury I had, I couldn't be there. But they know that I was supporting them from the sideline. But honestly, yeah, I just can't wait to get back and play and help the team.
You know, when you look at San Jose State and what they've done, and I've seen them play a couple times, they're going to challenge you guys. They've got some receivers. They've got a couple quarterbacks that'll play that are a little different. But they're going to come after you guys. Is that a more fun game for a defensive back or a corner where you're challenged like that?
Definitely. I can't wait. Especially me. This is my first game back. I can't wait. I'm ready to go. So especially for the guys, too. You know, we know that they're going to pass the ball. We got to stop the run first. But, you know, they get the ball in the air. I think our guys are ready to deal. So we've been practicing, having good practices all week.
You know, I asked your coach yesterday, you know, when he said when he was a senior, it hit him in the second to last game where he went, gosh, I only get a couple more of these. And you and I have talked about this at different points of the season, but you're aware that you've got a limited number of games left, four in the regular season. You get a chance to make them count. How important are these games for you?
They're definitely important, but, you know, like I said, like I just like to go out there and have fun. You're going to definitely see me have the most fun I'm probably going to ever have on this field, you know, these last four games, five games. You know, so I can't wait. Like I said, I'm excited. I think this is one of those games for me where it's like, man, I know I only got three more after this. Like, I know I got to guarantee three more after this, you know. So, I just can't wait to get him in. I can't wait to play this Saturday.
San Jose State has played two different quarterbacks. Number 5, Walter Egett. Number 9, Emmett Brown. You probably identify him by numbers when you're watching film. But are they different? Are they different kinds of passers? Are they're running the same scheme, but how different are those two guys when you see them on the field?
I mean, in terms of their scheme, I think they're kind of both the same. You know, all their QBs look to get through the ball. You know, three's their best receiver on the team. You know, I know a couple of the guys on the other team, you know, so like I didn't really notice a difference in QBs, you know, but other than they want to get the ball to three, so we'll see how that goes. But I think they're both in the same basket right now.
Yeah, Nick Nash, number 3, their leading receiver and one of the top receivers in the country statistically. He had a big game against Washington State early in the season. When you watch film, you know, you're probably getting a whole bunch of different games. How has San Jose State evolved as a team this season?
You know, I think they moved 3 to the slot, you know, Nick Nash, where last year, you know, we played him. I played him personally, so I know his game. You know, they moved him to the slot for a reason. You know, really, outside of that, that's really all.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because sometimes you put a guy in that slot position because you're trying to find different ways to get him the ball and you can move him around a little bit. And let's do a little football 101 for our audience. You know, as a defensive back, how do you deal with, you know, when they put a guy in the slot who is their playmaker, and, you know, as a defense, you have to be mindful of him.
You know, if he's their number one and he's in the slot and he's moving and they got a motion in the cross formations, moving, ball's probably going to him. Like, that's just football 101. Motion guy who mainly is their guy on the team, he's most likely going to get the ball, especially in critical times in the game, crucial downs, crucial third downs, you know, got to have a situation. They're definitely motioning guys. They're definitely, when he's at one, you know, he's not normally lined up at one because he's their slot receiver this year. So, you know, just a lot of film study stuff that I've been going over, but that's mainly just that football 101. I can't get too into depth on the phone.
Sure,
so,
of course. We're talking to Jaden Robinson on this great Thursday. This interview presented by Jamba. Life is better blended. We'll get to your favorite Jamba in a minute, but last time out, San Jose State threw some interceptions. They threw four picks in the last game. I have to think, as a defensive back, when you know that the ball is going to be in the air and you can see on film that, hey, these guys have put the ball in the hands of the defense a few times, that you start to think in those terms. And I don't want to say you expect interceptions, but can you hunt for interceptions against a team like this?
Not necessarily. You know, you still have to play your game. You still got to have good eyes, feet, and hands, you know, as a DB. You still got to communicate. You still got to get the right call. You know, you still got to do all the fundamental stuff, all the little detail stuff, you know, to still be great and play great on Saturday. So, yeah, I want one to fall in my hands. I wish it this down the fourth, but I still got to go out there and do my job. I do my job, have good eyes, hands, and feet, the ball coming. So,
I'd like to see you get a couple, right? Like, and because here's why.
Oh, definitely.
Look, we've talked about you not leaving the field as a high school player. I'd like to see you get to play a little offense with the ball in your hands against these guys on offense that don't know how to tackle, right? Like, I think that's the most fun thing is when you see a defensive back who you can tell played running back or played receiver or played quarterback, who suddenly ends up with the football and you got a bunch of offensive linemen trying to tackle him in space. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see it a couple times on Saturday.
I can't wait to show you.
Like, sometimes when a linebacker intercepts a pass, no offense to the linebackers, but you can see them, they're not looking to score. They're happy to have the interception. They're looking to get a few yards, and they run out of bounds sometimes. But when a DB who has played offense has the ball in their hands, like, you could see it back in the day with, you know, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. Like, he would get he's looking to score. Like, you know, it was being very opportunistic. So, love to see the Oregon State defense get in on the act. What Jamba have you been drinking lately?
You know, I still stay on my Fruity Pebble. You know, I just had a Belgian waffle yesterday. The one that I do want to try, though, is, like, the strawberry gummy. I've only heard of it. I've never seen anybody actually get it. So it's like a white gummy,
okay. But
a strawberry version. So I'm going to go find that out, and I'm going to let y'all know how that tastes next time.
What class do you have coming up right now? Because you got to get off to class here.
I got bowling class. I just had yoga class yesterday, but I got bowling today.
Love it. In bowling class today, are you working on anything, or are you guys just go out and you bowl and you play a couple games? How does that work?
Well, we bowl, you know, we learn basic mechanics, you know, the number of the pins. But for the most part, you know, we bowl our two games of the day and we're done pretty much. But for the most part, you got to bowl how you're supposed to bowl, you know, three finger. If you're a two-hand bowler, you got to bowl two hands. Can't bowl with just like two fingers or just throw the ball down there, just curve it with no fingers in the holes, you know, so it's fun. You know, I got a teammate in that class, so, and we'd be competing, so, you know, it'd be fun.
All right, let's say you and I are competing, but you know, you're down by let's say you're down by a pin, but you got a 7-10 split. Are you trying to get both pins, or are you just trying to make sure you get one?
No, I'm definitely getting both. I'm hitting left side of the 7 to hit the 10. Definitely.
I love it. All right, Jaden Robinson, get on your way. I'll see you at the stadium, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
And there he goes, off to bowling class to work on that 7-10 split. Jaden Robinson back in the lineup. The Beavers need as many healthy defensive players as they can get. It certainly helps in a game against a team like San Jose State that is going to put the ball in the air. It certainly helps to have your team captain and your best corner and your best defensive back on the field. So Robinson being back is a big, big deal for Oregon State's defense, particularly this week against a San Jose State team that I thought was going to be a little better. Like, when they played Washington State early in the year, took them to double overtime, I thought, oh, wow, San Jose State looks really good. They look fearless. Now they've got a quarterback controversy. They've got a quarterback who started the games early in the year, who has been replaced now, but they still bring the other guy back into the game. And one of the QBs threw his helmet on the sideline in frustration last time out 2 weeks ago against Fresno State. They had four interceptions combined against Fresno State. The ball's going to be in the air. I think there'll be some opportunities. We'll see if Oregon State can capitalize on that. I want to thank our friends at Jamba, who sponsor this interview every week. Steve and the team there, big fist bump to you guys. All right, coming up, we will talk about the big splash, the one big thing going on today. Plus, we have Punch and Audio coming up top of the hour. And who let the dogs out? Well, I'll tell you in the 4 o'clock hour. Leave it here. That's a tease, folks. Leave it here.